This is the recency bias for this February 3rd, the day after. It's like the Boxing Day of Groundhog Day. Also, I don't know if you're like me, but every February 3rd, I wake up a little relieved that the day switched over, and I don't find myself in a Groundhog Day situation. Maybe that's just me, though. Good to have you along for The Recency Bias, a production of RabbitHabs.com and the Montreal Bias Podcast. I'm Zach Vanoss, along here, managing editor over at Rabbit Habs. This morning on The Recency Bias, we're taking a look at what was one of the crappier games of the season. Your Montreal Canadiens go into Philadelphia on Thursday night and lose 3-1. Empty net goal sealing the deal for the Philadelphia Flyers. Nikita Nesterov with the only Habs goal, his fourth of the season, and obviously first with the Canadiens in just his second game. Not a good one for the Canadiens, not good at all, especially coming off of what I thought was a particularly inspired performance against the Sabres after the All-Star game Thursday night. Really shit. Habs got a season-low 16 shots. Outshot 24-16, so overall not a very exciting game. Just a not very good game. Flyers are not a very good team. The Canadiens should have taken advantage. They played passive. They played uninspired. And the real crap about all that is this is pretty much the closest to healthy the Canadiens have put together a team since, what do we go? Go back to at least November, maybe even October since they've been this healthy. Galchenyuk returning to the lineup. Playing with Shaw and David Dale, man. Start the game. Don't know how I thought about that. Or felt about that, I should say. Other news from the Canadiens before the game got going, even, was Mark Barberio. No longer a member of the Canadiens. He was grabbed on waivers by Colorado Avalanche, unfortunately. I'm disappointed by that. I don't know if we could have avoided it. I get the impression that perhaps the Canadiens could have done something to avoid it. And that would have been nice, because as Marc Bergevin likes to say, you can never have too many defensemen. And Mark Barberio was a good one. Mark Barberio, to me, was a legitimate NHL defenseman who had a hell of a duster. The Montreal boy, would have been nice to keep him. I think he's a valuable seventh defenseman to have. Yes, guys like that, that's the risk you take, keeping valuable guys like that and putting them, kind of opening them up to that opportunity to be grabbed off the waiver wire. And it sucks, because I do think it would be great to have him for the playoffs. You never know. And he can slot in, and you don't really feel like you've gone sub-NHL when you've got him. So that was too bad that he's gone. But Nesterov coming in and, got his first with the Canadiens, fourth of the season. Really good-looking shot. I think he's something, this Nesterov. I think he's going to be a decent pickup for the Canadiens. Whether or not he goes back to the KHL next season, which is why the Canadiens were able to get him so cheap, is what some people are whispering about. That remains to be seen. But in his second with the Habs, he gets one. I could see him being a contributor. Not in any huge way. I mean, 3 goals so far this season. But he seems to have a head for the game. He's looked pretty natural fitting with the Habs immediately. Very happy to be there. So good to see him get his first. That was one of the few highlights, though, on the night for the Canadiens. In which we say it was just completely uninspired hockey. Really failing to score, to generate any scoring chances. 16 shots, yeah, that's one thing that is very, very unimpressive. But just the opportunity to try and find any scoring chances, even within those 16 shots, was few and far between. And then, of course, the main storyline, probably coming out of the game, besides the lackluster effort, was Andrew Shaw, a really stupid penalty that led to the goal that the go-ahead goal for the Philadelphia Flyers, and Shaw needed to be checked on this one. Completely agree with Michel Therrien, benching him the rest of the game. Look, I like Andrew Shaw's game. I've said that many times on this podcast before. I think he brings something that I think is valuable for the Canadiens. I know some people certainly have issue with him. If you want to read somebody who has issue with him, check out the recap on Rabbit Habs that we put up after every game. AJ's got some certainly some issues with Andrew Shaw. I personally like Andrew Shaw. He plays on the edge, but often he goes over it. And he's still relatively young. He's 20, 25 years old, I think. So lessons can still be learned. Hopefully, overall, and this is talking to a broader subject of Andrew Shaw now, hopefully he's a guy who does learn lessons. And maybe be a little bit smarter next time out there than that stupid penalty that he took. Michel Therrien absolutely made the right decision to sit him down the rest of the game. Hopefully he learns from that. I don't know what the Canadians, if they felt really confident after beating up on Buffalo relatively easily, after they took their foot off the pedal in the third against the Sabres, they were never really to get it going again for the game in Philadelphia. Real letdown night, really disappointing. It's not a season breaker, it's not the end of the world, it's nothing to panic about, it was just a poor performance, but it was absolutely a very poor performance, and they're going to need to be able to pull their heads out of their asses from that one, because coming up this weekend, it'd be the Washington Capitals. Those same Washington Capitals who are first overall in the NHL. They'll be well rested. They last played on Wednesday, in which they beat the Boston Bruins 5-3. They're the hottest team in the NHL right now by a long shot. They are absolutely steamrolling, which as we're all like to joke about, this is the exact time that the Washington Capitals peak. It's cap season, January, February, even into March, unbeatable. After that, different story. But right now, cap's rolling. Canadians will need to look significantly better than they did on Thursday night as they faced the Washington Capitals at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Don't let that one sneak by you. Your Saturday's all messed up now already. 1 o'clock at Super Bowl weekend. Things get weird on Super Bowl weekend for the Canadians. So that's going to be... It's always tough to get up for. If you're like me, you hate the afternoon games. They just never feel natural. They never feel right. The only one I kind of am okay with is the Sunday afternoon game. They'll be taking on the Edmonton Oilers in that one. Al Montoya will probably get that start. That one I'm always like, I don't mind that, because you're sitting around watching the pregame for Super Bowl all day. It's nice to break it up with a hockey game. And even if they lose, which I feel like they regularly do, but I don't have any stats to back that up, you can easily just move on right after, get back into the football game, eat a bunch of food. I'm just going to be disgusting this weekend. Full intentions on full disgusting this weekend. Just consumption. Just eating all the crap. Should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. So there you go. Montreal loses 3-1. Season low, 16 shots. Blah, blah, blah. Crap effort. Other highlight from the game? Well, at least we saw Alec Galchenyuk centering Radulov and Patches again. And that looked like it had the best chance of generating something. Didn't in the end. Canadians, where do they stand now at this point? 30-15-7 on the season. Still good, obviously, for first in the Atlantic. They are 7 points up on the second-place Ottawa Senators. Fourth in the East, 6 overall. And that's where we find ourselves as we head into Super Bowl weekend. A couple games, as I say, coming up from that. I won't move from my attic the whole time. Get food delivered up here somehow. All right, we'll see you next time. Remember, follow on Twitter at RabbitHabs, at the Montreal Bias, and at Zach Drops Tweets. Good stuff on RabbitHabs.com this week. We have a brand new edition of the forum up there in which we debate, how much would you pay Alex Radulov if you were Mark Bergevin? Trying to figure out what he's going to cost to keep. We're all pretty confident Alex Radulov isn't going anywhere, so it's just a question of how much money they're going to pay the man. All right, we'll see you on a Sunday morning as we all get geared up for the Super Bowl after that Washington Capitals game on Saturday afternoon. Take care.